Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Seems everything is politicized these days. Healthcare, your health, the price of hamburger, the price of gold. Well, at a news conference yesterday, Democrats decried President Trump's tariff war, saying it's costing American farmers crucial markets they are unlikely to get back anytime soon. Mike Davis has that story.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz pointed out that in 2024, China bought 27 million metric tons of soybeans from the U.S., but this year they've bought none.
Donald Trump didn't create these markets. In fact, government didn't create these markets. Farmers themselves, through checkout programs and hard work over decades, established markets globally that allow us to thrive, allow us. We produce way more food than we're going to use here. It allows us to feed the world. It brings stability. And right now, all of this is at risk.
Kansas Congresswoman Charisse Davids says this is just a repeat of what happened in President Trump's first term.
His trade war caused U.S. farmers to lose $27 billion in exports just between 2018 and 2019. And unfortunately, history is repeating itself, and American farmers are caught in the middle.
Democrats are also critical of President Trump crediting Argentina $20 billion to shore up its economy right after that country sold billions of dollars of soybeans to China. I'm Mike Davis.
But all the controversy and criticism does not stop groups like the U.S. Soybean Export Council, U.S. Grains Council, and the U.S. Meat Export Federation from working to continue or develop markets around the world. Jay Thieler of AgriBeef recently returned from a state trade mission to the United Kingdom.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's the rancher himself, talked about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK is taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion. There's an opportunity for pork, and certainly there's an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
Thieler says there is certainly demand for U.S. red meat across the pond.
It's a different type of product than is really produced in the U.K. It's, you know, high-quality, grain-fed beef products. I feel like the steakhouse segment is really strong there, and I think that would be a nice niche for U.S. products. A lot of what's produced there is more sort of grass-fed products, and there is definitely an opportunity for high-quality grain-fed products from the States going over to the UK.
For more on the work to increase U.S. beef trade, visit usmef.org. And that's Inside Agriculture for your Wednesday morning. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.